Okay. Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're about 40 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour, so you can always go to RadioRealEstate.com to listen. Fellow realtor Dana Hansen texted me this and thought it would be a good thing to announce on the radio, and I don't think so, but I like Dana, so she wants you to know that the Old Mission Motor Show is coming July 12th. Coffee, food trucks, and ice cream. Register your car today, or you can join as a sponsor. Old Mission Motor Show. Google that. Maybe I could put the link on my website. I had a discussion with a lender, and he was talking about lender fraud. I remember years ago hearing that a month after close of escrow, the lender might go to the house and knock on the door. And what if it's empty and vacant? They don't like vacant houses. You know, something can leak and something can happen and no one's there. So if you're going to buy a house and not move in, it's not good. They expect you to move in. You're buying it to occupy it. So they do check periodically. And this lender's been doing business for a long time. And people sometimes create a false lease to create false income to qualify for a new loan. Maybe you want to buy without selling your current house, and you will rent it out, but you aren't renting it out. But maybe you figure out a way to say, okay, I got a lease here and here's the money I'm going to get. And it's a fake lease. And sometimes they let a rent survey show that they're going to give you a loan because we see the rent survey and you're going to be able to rent it out. But people have created false lease agreements to get around that. You know, so where do you draw the line? Are you just fudging a little bit? I am going to rent it out. It will rent for $5,000. So, you know, but where do you draw the line? I mean, you know, fudge a little. It's not really lying. You will rent it out. You can justify it in your mind, but you don't want to get caught. Sometimes people and some lenders are a little creative themselves and kind of help borrowers fudge the truth. Or he told me stories about where someone says we're going to put a lender says 20% down is okay. And then at the 11th hour, it's like, oh, those darn underwriters, you know, we can't get you that rate. You really needed to put 25% down to get that rate. That's happened. That's different from a borrower's fraud. That's the loan agent's fraud. And that happens. So people fudging things, it's been in the news. The attorney general from New York purportedly bought a house in Virginia and said it was going to be your primary residence. Because when you buy a house, and if you're going to rent it out, you don't get the best rate. Is that true? Did she really do that? I don't know. But that's one claim. The other claim is she bought a fiveplex, but put it down that it was a fourplex. I don't know how you get away with that. You're going to have an appraisal. The appraiser is going to go in. He's not going to see the fifth unit. Is that true? Did she really do that? So she got a single family 1-4 unit rate versus an apartment rate over 5 units. And then the other one, she put down, she was buying a house with her father. She put it down. He was her husband. Is all this true? I don't know. But it'll be wild if even one of those statements are true, because it sounds like lender fraud. The lender talked to me about the case that the same attorney general filed against someone who was running for president. And even though nobody was harmed, they accused him of civil business fraud. Somebody has to be harmed. They claim the citizens of New York were harmed, because no bank came back and said they were harmed. And I guess this lender track this trial, and he had his opinion as a lender. I didn't track it, so I don't know. New York didn't get appraisals to refute Trump's claims of values. And although they tried to claim that his main house was worth $17 million, but I didn't talk to local appraisals and realtors, so I don't know what it's rent, but apparently it's worth a lot more. So it'll be very interesting to see, well, what happens with the case against the president who was running for president. Will he get that overturned? Because it was really, on its surface, according to this lender, sounded weak. And then, of course, it'll be interesting to see what happens with her and these claims. Who knows if they're true? If one of them is true, it's kind of not good. Okay. You know what? I don't have time for the story on Petrero Lane. I'll tell you that next week. I will mention, a while back, I told you the terms master bedroom and master bathroom in my listing. The sellers from back east, those are the terms that they approved to be written in MLS. It's not, I'm not doing it. It's whatever the clients want. But everyone's using primary bedroom, primary bathroom. My current duplex listing, I explained to them what's going on. And even the floor plan guy said primary bedroom. But you know what? In MLS, he was fine using the master bedroom. So what he believes, my personal opinion, is irrelevant, right? But that's what people are tending to do. But in other news, kind of related to this, the golf tournament, the Masters, is changing their name to the primaries.